This is one of the biggest announcements the greyhound racing industry has ever had. I'd like to start by welcoming...
I'm in Wentworth Park in Sydney, where this morning the New South Wales government announced it would be spending $500,000 taxpayer dollars on an event that it claims will revive the greyhound racing industry. They're calling it the Million Dollar Chase, and it'll be a series of greyhound races around regional New South Wales, culminating in a final race here in Wentworth Park on October 20th for $1 million in prize money. Minister for Racing Paul Toole says that this event will save the greyhound racing industry in regional New South Wales.
There's $500,000 a contribution from the New South Wales government, and this is from our Community Development Fund. And this is money that's going to see a real boost in regional communities. So when you have a look at the economic boost that is provided by greyhound racing, you see the people that are turning up to these events. I think it's absolutely exciting. I mean, you know, the country trainers, owners and breeders, to hear $1 million chase being announced today will be absolutely well received. I mean, this is something that will boost regional communities, it'll boost regional economies, not only, you know, through the big event here at Wentworth Park, but the opportunity as well as part of the regional events that are going to be held. So today is a big announcement. And I think it really goes to show that all the hard work that has been happening over the last 8 months under the work of Tony and his team has really made a big difference to greyhound racing here in these states.
The minister's remarks represent a significant shift in tone from 2016, when the Liberal National Government was trying to ban greyhound racing altogether amid ongoing reports of animal cruelty, mass graves and live baiting practices within the industry. But Tony Mestroff, the CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales, claims that since then the industry has been cleaning up its act and increasing animal welfare standards.
I think we're going through a time of reform. I think that's really important. We're working hard every day, as the Minister said, for those small percentage of participants that don't run by the rules, and they'll be outed. So I think we're still going through reform. We're educating participants. I think it's really important we're embarking on an education process, particularly what was spoken about today about rehoming dogs and the welfare of dogs. Welfare of dogs is at the forefront of everything we're doing, and we're passing that on to the participants. The high percentage of participants will always agree, and there's a small percentage. So we're working as hard as we can. We're not shying away from any issues. I think that's really important. We've got work to do. I've been in the role 8 months. I've got a really supportive group around me, built management and board. Maurice Yemmer, the ex-premier, he's our chair. Maurice and I are all about welfare. So I think that's really important. We are working as hard as we can.
But Greens MP Maureen Faruqi says that the industry is far from being reformed.
That barely a week goes by without deaths of greyhounds on tracks, without people being charged with severe animal cruelty and neglect, and without trainers being pinged for doping their dogs. I mean, the greyhound racing industry is behaving with impunity, and the Liberal National Government is actually rewarding this. When the black backflip happened, it was basically a spineless Liberal National Government, and you have to say a very opportunistic Labor government, who kept this really cruel industry alive. And that is absolutely disgusting and disgraceful.
Over the last 2 weeks, there have been 7 deaths and 91 injuries on racing tracks in New South Wales. And earlier this month, 9 greyhounds were found dead in a mass grave in Western Sydney. And a further 12 were found suffering from a variety of medical conditions, including starvation, internal parasites, and severe dental disease.
And I think it's absolutely disgraceful that this Liberal National Government is going to hand over $500,000 of taxpayer money for one race, one single race. It's a complete slap in the face of communities, you know, who are desperate for this government to invest in their schools and hospitals.
Gabrielle Openshaw from Animal Liberation is planning a protest for the racing event, and she's also been campaigning against the greyhound racing industry in general, which she says is unreformable.
Yeah, look, we're pretty angry at Animal Liberation. I think most of the community would be to learn that the government is dedicating such big money to a wagering event, and they're encouraging such huge prize money levels while dogs continue to be doped and killed on tracks in New South Wales.
Gabrielle Openshaw from Animal Liberation ending that report. I'm Kenji Sato, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia and the Community Radio Network.